This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, would you let a stranger use your cell phone?
Probably not.
You're out and about and someone asked to use your cell phone?
Did it one time and he walked 3 blocks and ran my phone to 10% battery by the time he was done.
Oh, was it an emergency situation or?
Nope. He just called his mom. That was it.
Really?
It was a homeless man in Savannah. Aww. And I was like, sure, go for it. And I just watched him walk away and I'm like, do I follow him? He has my phone.
Were you by yourself?
Yes.
Have girlfriends?
Oh. At night.
Oh,
terrible
wow.
decisions in
you
life.
You think?
How old were you at the time?
22-ish.
Oh, I'm sorry?
22-ish.
22.
Yeah.
A little bit younger.
Yeah.
But you have a good big heart.
Not anymore.
Homeless man wants to borrow my cell phone now. Nope, you get your own.
I have a big heart. My doctor says it's not a good thing, so I don't know why people are so proud of that.
You know, a lot of times, too, like when a homeless person says, hey, can I have some money? Like, I know, Tom, you've been known to go buy a homeless person like a Subway sandwich.
I don't like to brag about it, but yes, I did.
Yeah, but I'm like, next time, like, if they ask you to borrow the cell phone, like, let's go fix you up with a plan. Come with me, and let's go buy you a cell phone. You can get those real cheap ones, like at Walmart.
Yeah, the cricket.
Yeah. Well, 56% of people said they would not let a stranger use their cell phone. So, saying a lot of people would let a stranger use their cell phone. My buddy of mine, he let a guy use his cell phone the other day, but his car was broke down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't have his cell phone on him. So, and
why wouldn't you have your cell phone on
you? I don't know. I'm like, who? I mean, all of us have our cell phone somewhere on us, don't we?
I see homeless people with cell phones. I don't hardly know anyone without a cell phone.
It's mine. He's still got it.
I saw one the other day. He walked away. He just put a sign down, walked away. He had a little backpack over there, went and made a call while we were at the red light.
Probably ordered a pizza.
He could have.
I've turned two people down that have asked. One is a guy that ran into the back of me, wrecked. So I got out and called my parents, and he goes, can I use your phone? I'm like, nope. Cops will be here in a minute.
Yeah.
And then one guy was another guy. I don't know if he was homeless or not, but it was in my dad's neighborhood. And I said, no, you can't. I said, but I'll call whoever you need me to call. So I called. I don't know if it was some relative of his to come get him.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
It's not just money, but germs and whatever.
Absolutely.
I'm like, here, I'm calling, holding on speakerphone. What's that?
I'm not worried about germs.
I would be, because I'm a germaphobe, and you got someone like sitting there spitting all in your phone where you're little. If you look, go, you know, get your phone.
I think I've made out with a homeless person.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. That's a whole different topic.
I'm worried about, you know, my contacts, my apps, my $1,000 phone.
No, get your phone. Look where you talk into the bottom part of that. You see all that nastiness.
You're supposed
to take a Q-tip there and dig out like your ear.
I don't
and
have
get that.
That.
What that is cell phone wax is what that's called.
I don't have it because I don't ever talk on my phone like that.
You don't have you got a cover. See, mine's covered up.
Yeah.
My little hole is covered.
Oh. Well, that's part of the cover. See, that's where it's nasty. It's not technically the cell phone.
I don't use my phone that way. I'm on speakerphone.
I'm on speakers most of the time.
I rarely talk into
this. But that even makes it worse because
I don't do that.
You're talking like this.
You don't have to. I talk like this.
You talk with it 3 feet from your...
And it works fine. It's made to do that.
I've been doing that wrong the whole time. I thought you were supposed to put it up here. Hey, let me borrow your cell phone.
No.
Well, most people will not nowadays let you borrow their cell phone.
Not anymore.
This has made me even less likely to.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you know, this is kind of annoying. In fact, I would say it's a lot annoying. Apparently, some companies have decided to try to get you to go online to solve your problems rather than talking to someone in person. And they've come up with a rather rotten way to do that.
I hate that. You know what? Because I want to talk to somebody when I got issues.
Well, you still can.
We can talk it out.
Who are you
going to
talk to?
Hold on. Your microphone's on.
Who are you going to talk to, though? Because if I have issues, I don't want to tell my friends or family about it.
No.
So I need somebody who don't know me.
This is tech support.
Tech support.
Oh.
It's like, yeah.
These are companies doing this.
Oh. How many times you call?
His mic wasn't on. He couldn't hear.
Yeah. Okay.
My bad.
So how many times, though, do you like have an issue and then you call some, and you want it done, you want to fix it pretty quick. And there's like this recording, then you got to go to another recording, and you got to push the right button to get to the right people. And it takes like 45 minutes to talk to somebody.
That's why I do the chat. And then they're like, we'll have a representative call you. I'm like, no, you won't. I'm hanging up.
With the chat, though, you have to spell.
No, it gives you the squiggly line if
not
you mess
all
it up.
The time.
Well, how often do you call support? I can't tell you the last time I've called. Tech support or anything like that.
Well, but a lot of times I'll try to call my computer friend, and for some reason he does not answer. And then I'm stuck there trying to fix something on my computer because I already called him 5 times to try to get a hold of him. And he's busy, right, Tom?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then so I have to get it fixed.
Yeah, you've been having computer problems for years. I think it's about time you give it up.
But that's a lot of people aren't tech savvy like Tom.
Okay, well, you're going to love this. HP, Hewlett Packard.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I've got an HP.
Well, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
They have added 15-minute minimum wait times for telephone support calls to force people to go online instead. So they just added a 15-minute delay.
Good
when
grief.
You try to talk to a public service or a customer service person.
Yeah.
There's 15 minutes where they just stare at it. And they're like, it's blinking, but it's only been 14 minutes. We don't pick up till 15.
I know it's Hawk.
But I mean, are they going to pick up in 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Because it's best than an hour. It's better than an hour.
Well, that's a pretty forgiving way to look at it.
What do you mean? Hadn't you said your wife has been on the phone?
She was on for 4 hours, but that wasn't HP. That was some government thing.
Yeah, the government's really bad about that.
Basically, they've decided to make it take longer, just hoping that you'll give up and try to figure it out on your own instead of bothering them.
I think most companies have been doing that.
Well, apparently not.
Here's the thing. I was trying to buy tickets to go to the Charlotte Hornets game. Get on the website. Cannot find anybody to talk to about the Charlotte Hornets game.
You just buy tickets.
I know. Mm-hmm. You have to go to Ticketmaster, pay all those fees and yada, yada, yada. But sometimes if you go directly to the venue, you get cheaper tickets.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but I'm like, you get on there, you have no route to talk to anybody. You have to figure out things by yourself instead of having somebody coach you.
It's almost as if they did it on purpose.
Yes.
Because they're tired of wasting all their time and money paying people to help dumb people.
They want to save money. It's not like helping dumb people. It's like they just want to save some money. And what happened to customer service? We need that. Like, what if you had to go to a drive-thru, order off the menu yourself? And a lot of times you do that. You go into a restaurant, and there's the big menu board, and you got to make your own order.
Okay, that stresses me out.
Yes, me too.
And then they're like, what can I get you? I'm like, you can give me a minute, because I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
What if you went to the drive-thru, and they said, your order is important to us. Someone will be with you at this.
Just 15 minutes. But that's the thing. I guess at the drive-thru, they don't need to make you wait that long because they're just taking your order. But whenever you're dealing with these like people like Hawk calling, going, what do I do to order? And they're like, well, press the order button. Okay. Oh, I didn't see that.
Okay.
And then it's like, okay, now what do I do?
See, you're saying I'm like the representative for everybody's got issues with their computer.
Well, I mean, you kind of are.
It's all, no, this is just meant to save money, just like they trained us to check out our own groceries at the grocery store. Everything self-service. Like, you got to do it all now. Pretty soon, I'll be putting boxes up on the shelf, too, at the grocery stores.
Oh, that's fine, but I'm taking a little bit for me. That's my payment.
You know what?
Put a box on the shelf and a box in my bag.
Honestly, I agree with Hawk on this one. Here's what I think has happened. If you go on there and you get everything done without bothering them, you should pay one price. And if you go on there and you got to harass someone for 15 minutes to figure out how to do what you're doing, you should pay a higher price to pay for that employee.
You know what? That is a good idea.
Wow.
Like a dummy fee?
Well, okay. Like, so the longer you're with the person trying to fix your issues, the more you pay.
Right.
Okay.
$9.99 a minute.
How much is it now? How much is it, though, for free, though? Until when does the clock start ticking? Do you have 15 minutes to talk to the person?
No, they got to pay that guy for 15 minutes then. You got to pay him. You got to pay him. What's the going rate right now? 30 an hour? So you would be on the hook for about, I don't know, $7.50 every 15 minutes?
No.
So it'd cost you like $10 to get help.
Wow.
I didn't think you would like it.
Well, you know,
I was pretty surprised when you did.
How severe is my computer issue?
Yeah. That's more than $10.
Yeah.
It depends on whether or not it's something simple that could have been solved if you'd have just petted around.
What irritates me is when I am trying to pay a bill, like the one of the cable companies or something like that, and you're trying to get through to somebody to pay a bill.
You sound like my mom.
Yeah.
He
my
struggles.
Mom will call me and goes through all these issues.
Listen,
and I'm like, Mom, you don't need a smartphone.
It's not that I'm old. I'm just tech savvy. I've never been able to do that technical stuff as well. I'm like, I'm surprised I can even call somebody on my phone.
How much additional should it be if they say, have you tried turning it off and back on? And then that ends up solving the problem.
Yeah, well,
yeah. If they haven't done that yet,
yeah.
Oh, it should be like an extra fee for sure. That should be like an immediate $20 fee.
Yeah, but they're purposely making you wait 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's they're doing wrong. That because they're hoping you might figure it out on your own during that wait time, which is kind of frustrating for the people who have actually tried already and they really have made an effort and they need somebody. Because of people like you, we're having to wait 15 minutes before we even start getting help.
Don't you point your fingers to me.
Well, who else am I going to point to?
Good point. Get it? Point? Good point?
That's on cost you.
Self-checkouts are everywhere. But what's next? We'll show you at Super Self-Serve Market.
I went in for some things, and after checking out my groceries, they asked me to collect some of the carts in the parking lot.
I came in for a few things. Now I'm checking out.
We have a cleanup in aisle 7.
Oh, that's me. I gotta go find a mop.
Super Self-Serve Market keeps you on your toes.
I wanted some canned soup, but the shelves were empty. So they said I had to go to the back room, grab the rest of the stock, and fill the shelves. Then I was able to buy them at the self-checkout. It's so convenient!
No more deli worker asking how thick I want my slices. I do it myself, after I load the rotisserie chicken roaster.
Super Self-Serve Market, where self-checkout was just the beginning.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hey, it's Post Malone and Morgan Wallen on the Hawk and Tom Show. Apparently, he's teaming up with country because he's got his world tour coming up with Jelly Roll called the Big Butt World Tour.
That's not actually what it's called.
Oh, you're going to be on it, Tom?
Well, I know.
I'm just letting you know.
I cleaned it up for family.
And I will say this. Everyone's saying Post Malone saved country.
Yeah.
That's the rumor.
It's a goodness.
What?
I know he saved Oreos. Have y'all had those yet?
They're delicious.
No, have you found them?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Where?
Publix on Woodruff Road.
I looked there. You must have bought them before me.
Oh, next time I go in, I'll be buying all of them.
We'll give some for us.
Mm-mm.
You don't have any left over from what you've bought?
They barely made it home.
when you arrive home and you got half a pack of Oreos, like that, something's wrong.
That's like a dozen Krispy Kremes. You can't make it home with a whole dozen.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, Post Malone put out a special flavor of Oreo cookies that look, what are they?
It's almost like a snickerdoodle, like a cinnamon and chocolate and vanilla. It's so good.
I looked last time I was there. You literally must have gone ahead of me.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Posty. We appreciate that. So one of Cato's flirting techniques is staring down his prey.
That's not flirting. I'm already
going in on the attack.
That's not flirting. I'm already in love.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. You're still flirting with them. They don't know they're in love yet.
Could you imagine on the animal planet, you see, you know, there's Cato in his natural habitat staring down the bar at his prey right now. He's puffing up his chest right now and sucking in his gut to get a mate.
But still not blinking. He hasn't blinked in 30 minutes. He does not want to lose eye contact.
Just how long can you make eye contact and stare at someone before it gets awkward and creepy?
5 minutes.
I think it's a lot shorter than that.
Shorter than that.
It depends if it's a crowded bar or restaurant and you got people walking in front of you. There's a little breakup in, you know, a couple of seconds each time.
They say making direct eye contact with strangers can be seen as invasive or threatening. But even if you make eye contact with someone you know, it can get awkward and creepy as well sometimes. Yeah. And anytime you talk about eye contact, you start noticing your own eye contact.
Yeah,
looking at everybody in the room. Okay, look into my eyes, blah, blah. That's Dracula. So, science has nailed down just how long it takes for things to get strange and creepy when you are staring at somebody. Researchers, they had people between the ages of 11 and 79. They got this actress, this person, to stare straight into their eyes for various amounts of time while their heads were strapped upright. So they had to look at the person that was staring at them. And then
it's already a little awkward.
Well, I know. But then they pressed a button when they felt like the person that was staring at them was way too long. So the sweet spot was 3.3 seconds of eye contact or anything longer before it gets really weird and creepy when you're staring at somebody.
I think I'm good because I have dry eyes. I don't think I can keep my eyes open that long.
Okay. So you're blinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just with the left one right now.
So it looks like... So you're winking at him real creepily. You're like, I wink.
Well, I don't want to completely break eye contact, so I'll just blink one at a time.
Okay.
Back and forth. It's crazy that I was single for so long.
Yeah.
Now, I read the study, and you're leaving out an important point that I think affected it. They used Kevin Spacey as the person to stare. And I think that shortened the amount of time that it took to be weird.
Really?
No, you just made the conversation really creepy and weird.
Awkward. I'm not even looking at you.
Kevin Spacey did a lot of weird stuff.
Which one?
We all have.
He was an actor. He got in trouble for...
You didn't know about Kevin Spacey?
Like, I know the name, but...
Wow.
Okay. So, there's also inappropriate things you can say in a conversation that makes it weird and creepy as well.
It's not weird and creepy. She just didn't even know what we were talking about.
And there's a lot less than 3 seconds. It becomes creepy. It's immediately.
So, you think about it. You're in that environment, and you see somebody you're attracted to. Let's go ahead and just stare for three. Tom, can you time us real quick?
Mm-hmm. I'm watching him eat.
He looks at his food about that long.
I know. He's staring at his food. I
stare at it for a while.
Honestly, we are on broadcasting to hundreds of thousands of people here, and Tom's sitting there just chowing down.
He just took a bite.
Yeah.
It's some kind of Southwestern chicken.
You know what? It would almost be like the president giving the State of the Union address, and he just has a bowl of pasta up there just giving it and talking to you. It's on camera.
I'm not giving the address. You are, and apparently no one knows who Kevin Spacey is, so I'm like, I might as well just eat.
Turn his mic off.
Let's say you're watching the news, okay? And you got the news anchor up there just, you know, talking, and all of a sudden they just bend down and eat a bite.
With their little bowl of cereal. Yeah. Good morning, America.
Okay, so Tori, Cato stare at each other, and Tom's going to time you for 3.3 seconds. Let's just see how long it is. 1, 2, 3, go.
I already blinked.
1 second.
Don't say anything.
Stop.
Just stay.
Do you look at both eyes, one eye, or in the middle?
Do I stare at the nose?
No, you look in the eyes. One.
You can't look in both. Time?
Don't say anything. 1, 2, 3, go.
1 second. 2 seconds. 3 seconds. Stop.
Okay.
You just turned into a blur. My contact shifted. I saw nothing.
This is my dating ritual right here. I haven't blinked yet.
It's getting hot in here.
I'm still looking at you.
Hey, you're messing up my stopwatch.
There you go. Okay. So that didn't seem as long as I expected.
It felt like a lifetime.
Oh, did it?
It felt awkward.
If it was Kevin Spacey, it would have felt a lot longer.
Again, another awkward moment.
Take another bite.
Shut your mouth.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests,
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm not giddy at all. Actually stressed out right now.
I'm sorry.
You know, we've been saving up for 2 years now to go on a family vacation this spring break.
Okay.
So we were planning on going to Italy. Long flight, fun trip, all laid out and planned out. And what happens? 3 months before we leave, they start having plane crashes.
Yeah.
I mean, we went 16 years without a fatal plane crash in the United States. And so 3 months before we're booked on a plane, they start having plane crashes like crazy. They had the horrible one that happened with the Marine or the aircraft from the Black military.
Yeah.
That was absolutely a tragedy. Mm-hmm. Then we recently had this Delta that just flipped over while it was landed on the roof. Fortunately, no one seriously injured, but still terrifying.
That's some fancy flying right there, ain't it? We'll flip this plane right over.
That's the fact they all live.
Yeah.
I know. It was amazing.
I'm saying I'd be in my seat upside down going, could I get one more drink before I depart?
Yeah, you would need one.
Bing, bong.
And Cato, I think it was you that told me that they offered these people $30,000 each that were in that crash.
That's what I've heard.
So, I mean, I don't know if that's the case.
Tori said that.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, Cato owned it, though, didn't he?
Yeah. He did. He was like, you know what? I did research that, actually.
Yeah, y'all can see my eyes get real wide. Like, I have no clue what you're talking about.
It doesn't matter who said it. But $30,000 each for the people that were on this, which for some people is a bargain. You just were upside down. You skidded to a stop. You're like, 30 grand. Okay.
Yeah.
Some people were actually injured, and some people probably had a worse experience. They might ought to get more than 30 grand.
But think about that, because you're upside down, your seatbelt's on, you're just hanging there, blood's rushing to your head, you know, you got some people that might be a little bit bigger, that's got to be worse on them because there's more weight it's holding up.
Well, that's their own fault.
And how long did they have to be upside down before?
Not very, because they got out of that plane fast.
Not to mention the oxygen mask drops, but it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. It didn't drop, it just
so it flings
down.
Open and it's just like, I can't reach it.
Yeah, but how do you unbuckle your seatbelt? I already have problems sometimes.
They show you. They teach you how on the little thing.
I never pay attention to that.
You don't. I do, and I know how it works.
I'm teasing.
So, everyone got out quickly because there was some fire at the top part, well, the bottom of the plane that was on top. Now, it didn't hurt anybody, but they were wanting out fast. So, I mean, you definitely deserve some money for the fear and tragedy scariness of the whole thing. And I think it's honorable that they're offering them 30 grand each. I don't know if that's the right number, but it's certainly not skimpy, I don't think.
Does that mean they could actually get more if they went to court? Because don't a lot of companies, they're just like, here, take this.
It means possibly, but it also means that they might spend years trying to get whatever they got.
Well, and it adds up to like 2.3 million or something.
For all the people on the plane, it's like 150 people
on
the plane.
That's a lot of money for the airlines to come up with.
They lost a lot more when they trashed that plane. That's hundreds of millions of dollars. Plane.
Quick question though. What airline was that?
That was on Delta. I believe Delta.
So the odds are if you fly Delta now are better for you for it not crashing.
I don't think that makes any sense at all.
What are you flying?
I don't know, Cato. I think we went with Spirit.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah.
No, they have a good track record. They're just not very comfortable.
Yeah, if anything with that, you might just see a flight on board and then it's like you got free in-flight entertainment.
I don't know what you meant by that.
Spirit? There are always fights on Spirit.
A fight. Oh, fight. I thought you said a flight.
Yeah. I might have.
Well, I did a little research and just to find out how to make this as safe as possible. And first of all, I found out that surviving flying, one thing is to avoid flying Delta, United, American, Southwest, and Alaska Airlines. Strangely, Spirit is safe right now. So that's good for us.
Now, are you being serious?
That's based on the statistics, yes.
Oh, okay.
Based on number of flights, though, because they probably don't have as many flights as the bigger...
Well, they haven't had any crashes either.
Hmm. Okay. Yep,
so that's good.
I thought you were just alienating all the flights. Just don't go on a flight.
Exactly. No, I didn't mention all of them.
I thought you were making a joke.
Yeah, nice try. So next up, they say log as many hours on Microsoft Flight Simulator as possible before your trip. That will come in handy if you're needed to help the pilot land the plane. So that's good to know.
Just feel like Delta should kind of lower their prices if this is going to be a thing for them.
Okay.
It's a little pricey to be like, you may make it.
Wait a minute. So you're serious again by saying take a flight simulator in case you have to land the plane? What are the odds of that?
Well, they're getting higher lately.
I think okay. I could land one without the simulator.
I'm suspicious.
Okay, next up, these are ways to make sure you survive your flight. Make sure the pilot is a middle-aged retired fighter pilot named Chuck. And he should have a mustache.
Okay, now he's making that up. I'm like, what are the odds of you having a fight the guy that's named Chuck?
I don't know, but I'm gonna say Chuck!
Yeah, that's right. I say, can I meet the flight crew, please? Is anyone named Chuck?
Okay.
They say sew 100 hot towels together to form a parachute. That could come in handy.
Okay, I believe that
You don't get those hot towels in the back.
Okay, bring your mom so she can put her arm over your chest like a seatbelt. If the plane stops suddenly, this can save your life.
Oh, my.
Okay. I'm sitting there thinking, who gets hot towels?
Yeah, they don't in the back.
I'm always with Jack in third class.
You know what? With the seatbelt rule these days still, though, if your child's riding in the front, do you put your hand over there? Like
yeah, my friends do it to me.
Yeah,
my friends. Yeah. They're like, it's a habit. I got kids.
Shockingly, they say another way to improve your survivability in a plane crash is to book a middle seat between two obese people for cushioning.
I tell you, that's not comfortable. I've done it.
It's not comfortable, but it's safer. Also, whenever you board the plane, poke your head into the cockpit, remind the crew to check if the wings are still attached, and follow it up with a polite, I just wanted to tell you both, good luck, we're counting on you.
You'd probably get arrested if you did that.
There you go.
Okay, ways to survive. Travel by Chinese rickshaw instead. There's a 98% less chance of dying in a fiery explosion.
Now, you made that one up.
No, I did not.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they say, finally, practice jumping. So you can jump off the airplane floor right before a crash and avoid 100% of the impact. It works in elevators, and it could work in a plane, too.
That's not true.
That's not true. I have questions about.
Yeah. I saw someone, they said, it's now socially acceptable to start clapping once the plane lands again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people used to do that.
That's scary. If clapping when they land is considered to be normal etiquette, that implies something very scary. Mm-hmm.
Why don't they maybe give some of the flight attendants a little crash course in flying just so that could back up? Just have a backup in case both pilots go out.
Hmm. I don't know, Kato. Probably you'd have to pay them more.
Well, they deserve more.
Yeah, but they're not going to pay more. This is a business. They charge you $60 to bring your razor on board.
What?
I mean, they don't even have checked bags anymore.
Yeah, you can't even bring shampoo and stuff either.
They're definitely not going to train the flight attendants to do anything other than serve a drink.
You can make a bomb out of that Head and Shoulders and Irish Spring soap.
Oh, it would be a good smelling bomb.
Oh, there's that.
Dandruff free.
I need constant emotional support, but I don't want to rely on a dog or a pig.
Maybe you should try an emotional support human.
A human? I don't know. I'm kind of afraid of people.
Emotional support humans can be there for you in your time of need.
All my times of need?
Yes. And unlike an animal, they can talk back to you in something called a conversation.
What if I just need to cry?
Emotional support humans come equipped standard with two shoulders.
Wow.
They can give you all the benefits of a support animal, and they'll never crap on the floor.
Where can I get one?
You can find emotional support humans at work, at school, at the supermarket, or even a bar.
I'm going to get an emotional support human right away.
Good on you. Maybe someday everyone will get some friends.
Hey.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.